Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
All right, he was the third overall pick by the Coyotes in the 2022 NHL Draft. A lot of people thought he was going to return to the University of Minnesota for a sophomore season, but nope. Just signed a three-year entry-level contract with the Coyotes today, and he joins us on the program, Logan Cooley from the Coyotes. Logan, Tim Ring, and it's Gambo. How are you?
Doing pretty good now. How are you guys?
Absolutely. First off, congratulations. I know you went back and forth, right? The pros and the cons, the should I stay? You had such a great year at Minnesota, finalist for the Hobey Baker Award. You guys made it to the championship game. And a lot of people, I think at one point you said you were going to return to Minnesota. What was it like the last month or so just going through the decision process and making that the decision to finally play in the NHL?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it was a super tough decision. Right when the season ended, I honestly went back and forth since then all the way to now. So it was super tough. Obviously the way our season ended at the University of Minnesota, losing that championship game, that was my main reason of, kind of wanting to go back. But, like I said, I went back and forth for a little bit and just realized that, I think I'm ready to go. I think, I wanted to get acclimated. I loved where the Coyotes are going, and especially the trade deadline pickups they made. And it's just super exciting to be a Coyote right now, and I'm happy to be part of it.
Let's talk about that. The advice you got from Clayton Keller, what did he tell you that helped you make this decision?
Yeah, I mean, I think just, talking to him about, my decision of whether I want to go back or not. And, he was super helpful with saying it's my decision, and the chance to talk, because we're in the same agency with him also, and we all kind of just went back and forth and kind of just came up with the conclusion that I'm ready to make the jump. And he was super helpful of just supporting me with whatever I did.
So Logan, you mentioned the moves the Coyotes were making. Fair to say that while you were playing hockey and going to school at the U there, you and your family were kind of keeping tabs on the Coyotes organization, what they were doing, who they were signing, what was happening, and how much of that ultimately was a factor. Because you got to make the best decision for you. There's financial implications, of course, but it sounds like you really kind of had an eye on the organization as a whole and how the entire hockey club was kind of shaping up. Fair to say?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think, you don't want to just come to a team that's, just trying to lose games. You want to come to a team that's going to be competitive, and that's what the Coyotes are going to be next season, obviously, with their pickups. Like you said, it was definitely something me and my family paid attention to. And, I'm super happy with, the way the Coyotes have handled themselves, from the ownership to the coaching staff. They've done an unbelievable job supporting me with whatever decision I was going to make. So I'm super grateful for that. And, just like I said, with the direction they're going in, the pickups they made, they're going to be a competitive team, and I'm going to do everything I can to, help this team win games.
Logan, I could see why initially you wanted to go back to Minnesota, and I don't want to dwell on this, but man, that was such a heartbreaking loss for you guys in the championship game in overtime. You've got the 2-1 lead in the third period. Minnesota hasn't won it in, 20 years? You're right on the verge, and then tie game, and then boom, 10 seconds into overtime, you lose to Quinnipiac, and I imagine it was just such a gut-wrenching loss that it probably weighed on you for a while, and that was probably a big factor initially in saying, I want to go back to Minnesota. I want to win this championship. We can do it. We got to end this drought.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think, if we would have won that game, I would have, decided probably the next day that I was going to end up signing. So it was definitely a huge factor. It was the biggest loss I've ever had to, kind of take. So especially leaving my teammates, that was one of the most fun teams I've ever been a part of. And obviously the coaching staff is unbelievable there, the atmosphere. So it was, super hard leaving them. Losing that championship game was the worst feeling ever. Like you said, just because how close we were, we had a 2-0 lead at one point, and, losing that game was, really big heartbreaker.
Well, Logan, they're not going to bring you along slowly. Talking to people, first of all, you're going to wear 92. That's going to be the sweater number. You're probably going to play on a top two line. You're going to be out there for the power play. People are always talking about maybe challenging Bedard for the Calder. But your expectations for yourself probably are equally as high, knowing that at the age of 19, this is what the big club thinks of you, what they expect of you. What do you expect of yourself, and what do you expect in year one in the National Hockey League?
Yeah, I've always had super high expectations for myself, no matter what I did. I'm a super competitive guy. I want to be at my best every night, and I want to be the best I can be. I don't want to come in and obviously it's a huge jump, but I don't want to sit back at all. I want to come in and be a force right away, and just play my game, be the player I am, and help that team win games. So they're bringing me on for a reason, and it's a job now, and I need to find ways to be the player who I know I am and the player that they think who I'm going to be also.
You got a medal at the World Junior Championships for USA, 7 goals, 7 assists in 7 games. Tell me about that experience and that help, how that may have helped prepare you for the NHL.
Yeah, anytime you can represent the U.S. on a world stage like that, it's super special. And, we had an amazing group with amazing staff also. And, going against the best prospects in the world, it's only going to prepare you to make the jump to the NHL. So it was a super fun experience. Obviously we probably would have liked to finish a little bit higher, and win that gold medal. But, getting third was super huge for our country, and it's definitely an experience that I'll never forget.
Yeah. Logan, I imagine it's, and I just want to hear on your teammates for a minute. I remember when the goal was scored, Nevers slashed his stick against the post, and the guys were just so angry. What was it like to tell them that you were going to go to the NHL and not come back to Minnesota for your sophomore season? That had to be hard.
Yeah, just like I kind of said earlier, the biggest thing was leaving my teammates and, even the coaching staff too. Everyone there was the most fun year of my life. And, even the way it ended too was, like I said, it doesn't make it easier losing that national championship game. If we would have won that, it would have made things a lot easier. So, to leave them, it's super heartbreaking. It, wasn't the best feeling in the world. And even still right now, it's still a little, honestly sore leaving them. And, they still have such a great team. They have a chance to win it again. And, I'm going to be cheering them on, and, hopefully they can win it this year.
Yeah. And, you come to a group here with just so many young, talented players, including Josh Doan and Dylan Gunther. Michelli was so good this year. Barrett Hayden. I imagine when you saw the sell, you talked about this, the offseason signings, Bill Armstrong had a good offseason. And then just this young group going forward, you got to be really excited about the future of this team going forward.
For sure. That's, one of the main reasons I, decided to turn pro also is just because how exciting it is and, all the players they have and guys like Keller, like you named them all. It's super exciting times to be there. And, just like you said, the young team too, it's going to make the transition a little easier being surrounded by younger guys. And obviously there's some veterans too that I can lean on for support too. So like I've been saying, it's super exciting. They're going in the right direction for sure. And, we're going to be a competitive team. We're going to want to win, and we're going to do everything we can to win games.
It's not like you haven't played at Mullet Arena before. I mean, a lot of people talk about that lacrosse-style goal you scored against ASU and Doan in that game. I think that gave you a 3. It was a close game. It was 2-1, and you put that thing in to make it 3-1. So you have played in that building before. How do you like the Mullet Arena?
Yeah, I love it. Obviously the atmosphere was great. The ice was fantastic. It's a really good rink to play in. Super loud too. I haven't played in a rink that was that loud really that much. And obviously the fans are, it honestly feels like they're right on you. So it's definitely a super fun atmosphere. The ice was great and it was super fun to play in there.
All right, Logan, I appreciate it. Thanks so much. Congratulations on the 3-year entry-level contract. Congratulations. We're looking forward to you. We're looking forward to watching you suit up for the Arizona Coyotes.
Sounds good. Thank you, guys.